بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلوات الله البر الرحيم والملائكة المقربين على سيدنا محمد أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى جميع إخوانه من النبيين والمرسلين وآل كل وصحب كل ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let us first have in our hearts the proper intention to attend this lesson for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our lesson, we will discuss the signs indicating the approach of Judgment Day. Judgment Day is known as the final day also. It is a day of great horror for the majority, because it is the day when our deeds will be put to judgment and no one will escape the consequences of what they had done or said or believed in this life. As Muslims, we know that this world created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be brought to an end by Him, and that it will be followed by a new world in which all people will be resurrected and brought to account for their beliefs, words and deeds. The precise timing of the end of the world is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even any of the prophets sent by Allah, nor any of the angels, know when it is to occur. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّا هُوَ ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَهُ يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيٌّ عَنْهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Ayah 187 of Surah Al-A'raf means, they ask you about the hour, and the hour means the moment when the day of judgment occurs. They ask you about that time, that specific hour, and that specific time, that specific moment. When will its coming be? Say, its knowledge is only with my Lord. None will reveal it at its time except Him, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Its knowledge is weighty upon the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth. It will not come to you except suddenly. They ask you as if you are well informed about it. Say, its knowledge is only known with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but most of mankind does not know. So this ayah of Surah Al-A'raf clearly indicates that no one knows the actual and the precise timing to the end of this world and when the day of judgment is going to occur except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Allah ta'ala said, فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَهُ فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا فَأَنَّا لَهُمْ إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ ذِكْرَاهُمْ. Ayah 18 of Surah Muhammad means, do they then await only the hour that it comes to them suddenly? For indeed its signs have already started to come. Then how can they have their reminder when the hour comes to them? Ayah 59 of Surah Ghafir also means, the hour will certainly come, there is no doubt, yet most mankind believe not. Allah the Exalted created the worlds. He has created earth as our temporary living place. Earth is merely a passageway to the hereafter and not a permanent living place. The Quran informs that nothing in this life is eternal. Nothing will remain forever. Everything will eventually perish. And everything we see will eventually perish, taken with it life on earth. Undeniably, life on earth is constantly interchanging. This is evident in our daily circumstances and in the nature of the land we live on. Since the beginning of a human life on earth, people die while others are born every day. This will continue until a time when everyone will die, including humans, jinn, and animals. This will be the end of life on earth. When angel Israfil alayhi salam will blow the horn before his life is taken. So even that great angel, Israfil alayhi salam, who blows in the horn, he will perish also. His soul will be taken out of his body. When he blows in that horn, everything alive on earth, among humans, jinn, and animals will die. Even the inhabitants of the skies, and the inhabitants of the skies are the angels, they will die when he blows in that horn, as mentioned in the Quran. Nothing on earth will remain the way we see it today. The immense mountains that once stood with majesty against the frailty of man will collapse into insignificant particles of sand. As Allah said in the Quran, وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ. You look at the mountains, you think they are steady in their places, but if you touch them, you won't find these mountains. They will be removed. They will be transformed into dust. When a human being looks at these mountains, he would think these mountains are still steady in their places, but if he touches these mountains, he won't find them. Nothing will escape the purpose of that day. Even the most obedient creations of Allah, the angels, will die. Except some of the angels that the scholars of Islam mentioned. And those are the angels who are carrying the arsh, the throne, as known in English. There are four angels who are carrying the arsh. Those will not die. Also, Az-Zabaniyah. And those are the guardians of hellfire. And also the angels in charge of paradise will not perish, will not die. So those are excluded, as the scholars of Islam said. The destruction of earth, which indicates the end of life, will be immensely terrifying. On that day, pregnant mothers will drop their babies instantly. Irrespective of how far into their pregnancy they are, the time of that day is unknown to all creations. We know from the Quran that Allah the Exalted has concealed this knowledge from the highest ranking of angels and the best of men, being Allah's prophets and messengers to His other creations, al-jinn. So no one was informed about the exact time for the occurrence of the Day of Judgment. We don't know. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when the Day of Judgment will occur. As we mentioned last week, that when Angel Jibreel alayhi salam asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the exact timing for the occurrence of the Day of Judgment, the Prophet's answer was, مَلْ مَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. Means, I don't know more than what you know. That means we both don't know when the Day of Judgment is going to occur. That's why Angel Jibreel alayhi salam then asked the Prophet about the signs of the Day of Judgment. What we know is that we're going to an end. This life is going to perish. We are approaching the Day of Judgment. We are coming closer and closer day after day. Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than 1400 years ago, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةِ, the hour has become very close to happen, to occur. That was more than 1400 years ago. So what about now? We are getting closer and closer to the Day of Judgment. Imam Ali radiallahu anhu said, اِرْتَحَلَتِ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ مُدْبِرَةِ وَارْتَحَلَتِ الْآخِرَةُ وَهِيَ مُقْبِلَةِ فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. اليوم العمل ولا حساب وغدا الحساب ولا عمل. This saying means that this world is moving towards its end and the hereafter is moving towards its beginning. So be among those who work for the hereafter and not among those who work for this world. Today is the time for work and there is no judgment for what we do. And tomorrow, that means in the hereafter, is the time for judgment and there is no work. You won't be given a second chance to come back to this world to prepare yourself for that day. That's why the wise person is the one who prepares himself now. He doesn't delay, he doesn't defer working for the hereafter. He doesn't defer this matter. He doesn't say, inshallah ta'ala, I'll work tomorrow, I'll pray tomorrow, after 1 month. Inshallah, when I go and perform hajj, I'll start praying. He doesn't say this. The one who is wise always judges himself in this life. Every day. If you don't think about being successful in the hereafter, you think about what? In this life. You might get worried when you have the HSC exams. You might become depressed when you have your uni exams. You might be worried because they might sack you at work. All that is nothing compared to your situation in the hereafter. Are you going to be saved in the hereafter? Ask yourself this question every night before you go to sleep. Am I going to be saved? What did I do during this day? Did I prepare well for that day? Or I was like the person who is asleep and I didn't prepare myself well for that day with a great horror and terror. That day is not a normal day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran about that day. يَوْمَ تَزْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. That day is a day of a great horror and terror. So the person who is wise would think about the hereafter, would try his best to prepare himself for that day. One of the righteous Muslims, and when we say righteous Muslim, that means he is among the highly ranked Muslims. He's wali from the awliya as-salihin. Those that would have nothing to worry about in the hereafter. As Allah said, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. One of the righteous Muslims said, I imagined myself in hellfire, eating from its zakkum, that tree, that the angels would force the non-believers to eat from it, and it rips out the intestines into pieces. And drinking from al-hamim, which is the water that has been boiled to the extreme, and tripping over with the chains, because the non-believers will be chained with chains made of fire while they are in hellfire. He said, I imagined myself in that situation. Then I said to myself, what would you wish? He was talking to himself. If I'm in that position, in that circumstance, in hellfire, chained with chains made of fire, eating from al-zaqum, drinking from al-hamim, what would I wish if I'm in that situation? The answer came from himself. I would wish if I can come back to this world and work for thee hereafter. That what would a person wish if he's in that situation? Then he said to himself, you are in your wish now. This is your wish. A person would wish to come back to this world. Now you are in this world. You are in your wish. So go and work for the hereafter. This is the way those righteous Muslims prepare themselves for the hereafter. Every day they think about the hereafter. That's why you find them the most God-fearing people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why the most God-fearing people? Because every day they judge themselves. Another righteous Muslim, when he used to go to sleep, he used to sleep over all night from one side to another side. And he used to say, An-nar, an-nar, mali wal-nar. Hellfire, hellfire. What do I have to do with hellfire? That means, why should I do something that would entail my residency in hellfire? Why should I do something that I would deserve by it to go to hellfire? Every night, he used to think about this. This is the way every one of us should think about. Not to think about what I'm going to eat tomorrow, where I'm going to spend this weekend, to what place should I go, then I want to save some money for that holiday and that holiday. The proper Muslim would think about what would save him on that day. So although we do not know when exactly the world is going to end, Allah and the Prophet have told us of some of the signs which indicate that the hour is approaching, is coming closer and closer, drawing nearer to us. In the hadith known as Hadith of Jibreel, wherein the angel Jibreel alayhi salam took on the form of a man with extremely dark hair and extremely white clothing, and then came and asked the Prophet about Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. He asked after that the Prophet, saying, "Tell me about the hour," and he meant the day of judgment, when it's going to happen. The Prophet replied, "The questioned one is not more knowledgeable about it than the questioner." Whereupon Jibreel alayhi salam said, "Then tell me about its signs." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the slave girl shall give birth to her mistress, and that you see barefoot, nearly naked, poor shepherds building tall buildings. This hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim. So there are certain events and signs which will occur on the earth prior to the day of judgment. These signs are categorized into minor and major signs. The minor signs are those which started occurring already, and they start occurring well before the day of judgment. The major signs are those which will occur closer to the day of judgment, and they are bizarre and remarkable. They are different from the minor signs. It is important for us to acquaint ourselves with these signs so that we can strengthen our conviction of the truth of the Messenger by seeing his prophecies fulfilled as he told. We can be aware of the details of these matters, especially the trials and tribulations among them, so that we are better equipped to deal with them if they occur during our lifetimes. As they say, forewarned is forearmed. When you know about Ad-Dajjal, the imposter, and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about him, and you learn also about how to protect yourself from his sedition, because his sedition is so great, his fitna is so great, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, there is no sedition that is greater than the sedition of the imposter. His sedition is the greatest for people. Also, we can realize we're going closer and closer to the day of judgment, and we can prepare ourselves better to that day. As you know, subhanAllah, every day you wake up in the morning and you know that now you are closer to the day of judgment. Many people, when, for instance, they finish year after year, they are growing up, they say, "I turned 18, I turned 19, I turned 20, 30. And they are very happy. They are growing older and older. But in fact, they are going closer and closer to death. So every day you finish, think about it. How did I spend my day? Did I pray all the obligations? Did I fulfill all the obligations? Did I avoid all the prohibitions?" Think about these matters. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith what means, "Speed up to do good deeds before tribulations like pieces of the darkened night, wherein a man will awaken a believer but be an unbeliever by night, or will be a believer by night and awaken an unbeliever, and in which people will sell their religion for some worthless worldly provisions, And there are various narrations for this hadith. A person would wake up in the morning as Muslim, but will sleep at night as a blasphemer. Or he might sleep as a believer. Then he wakes up in the morning as a non-believer. That means the situation of people will change in that way. A person might be a Muslim in the morning, he might lose his religion at night. He might be a Muslim at night, he might lose his religion in the morning. Then the Prophet said a person would sell his religion for some worthless worldly provisions. Some might commit blasphemy for very worthless worldly matters. It happened that one person went to the court and he was caught by the police for exceeding speed. And maybe he exceeded the limit by maybe more than 45 kilometers over the limit. He was worried. They told me this story. He went to the court. He came out happy and laughing. He said, "I didn't lose my license. They just gave me a fine." But what did he do inside? If you know, you'll be very, very upset, disappointed. When he went inside, the judge asked him, "Are you Muslim?" And for that, his response was, "No, I'm not." He said, "If I tell him that I'm Muslim, maybe they're going to pick on me and make me lose my license." He said, "No, I'm not." And for saying, "No, I'm not," he lost his religion. Now he's truly a non-Muslim by saying that. Then after the trial, the judge gave him the verdict and it was to pay the fine, and he didn't lose the license. He went outside the court telling his friends, his relatives, and he was very happy that "I didn't lose my license." He lost his religion. This person goes under this hadith, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what means also, a time will come upon people where the one steadfast to his religion will be like one holding a burning coal. How would it be hard for one to hold in his hand a burning coal and he's not leaving it? He's not letting it off. Imagine you're grabbing a burning coal by your hand, holding it firmly. You don't want to lose it, but it's burning your hand. A time will come when the Muslim who is steadfast to Islam will be like the person who is catching or holding a burning coal in his hand. It's very hard. Some people now, they might lose their religion, subhanAllah, unfortunately, for simple reasons. For money, for reputation, they might leave Islam. They worry about their lives in this life. They are worried about the money. They are worried about their reputation or position. So they lose their religion, unfortunately. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and to make us well steadfast to Islam all the time until we die, insha'Allah ta'ala, and Allah knows best. We say La ilaha illallah 3 times.